Hi, my name is Philia, and I'm here with my lovely and amazing co-host, Yemi.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to Treading Faith. Treading Faith is a weekly Bible study podcast dedicated to diving into the Bible with open, honest, fun, and sometimes difficult conversations that surround everyday life, including our faith walk with Christ. As we know, the central feature of the Bible is trust, but the central object of God is his promise. So, Yemi, what are we diving into today?
Well, our topic for this season is yoked, finding and maintaining relationships guided by the word. We are using the book, The Top 10 Most Outrageous Couples of the Bible by David Clark, and we are diving deep into the lives of 10 to 12 couples to gain insight and wisdom that we can apply to our relationships. This is going to be a good season. I think you and I, Philia, we have talked a bit about what our next season was going to be. And I think this is very, very timely. We have just come out of the month of February, which is like the Valentine's Day month, the month of love, the holiday season. And I think it's very, very good that we start to think about what relationships should look like as we are entering new relationships or trying to grow and work on our existing relationships.
I agree, Yemi. I think it's important and timing is everything. One, we just, ended February, month of love for the world. But second, and most importantly, we ended our 40-day sugar fast. And I think coming into that and coming out of it is the thing that makes me really want to dive into this idea of being yoked or evenly yoked. And this is not just for love interests, but this is friendships, this is family relationships, this is your relationships outside, of your inner circles. It's just being able to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, who, are on the same path that you are, so that it doesn't take you from your particular journey.
Amen. I hear that. So, Philia, what does yoked mean to you?
For me, yoked means feeling as one, feeling like one cannot maintain itself outside of the other. Yoked means the idea that you gel together, you finish the thoughts. Everything is like even, everything is organic. Nothing feels out of place. That's what yoked means to me.
So similarly, I think that's what equally yoked or like yoked well would mean. Because we know there are some relationships that are yoked, but not equally yoked. They're unequally yoked. And the Bible warns us against those type of relationships. And when I think about yoke, and I really don't like to do this because I'm trying to change my thought process, the way that I think about the world. But when I think about yoked, I usually go to unequally yoked, right? Like this is an unfair burden on someone else. Now, I know that relationships are not always going to be equal, right? You can't have two of the same persons all the time. You can't have people who are both want to lead all the time, because then you're going to conflict and you're going to butt head. Someone's going to say we go left, the other person's going to say we go right. But like you said, you want to have the same vision, you want to have the same goals, and you want to work together. And sometimes in a equally yoked relationship, someone would be strong in an area where the other person is weak, and vice versa. The partners have to compensate for each other in order to reach their goal and their vision. And a lot of times that takes a lot of communication, which I think is really difficult in our society now. I think we're in the internet age, we're in short text messaging spaces. Unless you're having this open dialogue, almost really talking about your expectations, your needs, and your wants, it's very hard to be aligned on the same page. And I, like you said, some things are very timely, and God gave us this. You and I talked about a couple of topics, but this seems the most fitting for right now, because we are trying to establish and maintain our relationships in a equally yoked, balanced, good, beneficial way.
Thank you for explaining that, Yemi. When I think of the word yoke, I like the fact that you mentioned you think of unequally yoke, but I love egg so much. So when I hear yolk, I just think of egg yolk, and I think of the idea of the egg white and the egg yolk. You know how difficult it is to separate them unless you use a spoon and unless you're breaking that gel, the thing that actually binds them together. But I also think of the word yoked when someone grabs you up, like, you know, they yoke you, you know, it's like getting it together. So still at the end of the day, something that can be so aggressive, like yoking something, can also be an idea of taking control so that it becomes one, you know. So this is a very important title and topic, because I think too many times when you think of being one with God, you think of everything around you having to be that, but there's so much distractions in the world that it's so difficult to become one with anything. You have to be able to block things out. You have to be able to stay focused. You have to be able not to deter from your single-minded focal point, because there's so much going on in the world. And in order for us to feel evenly yoked with anything, that takes a lot, that takes dedication. It takes, grit. It takes fortitude. It takes, you know, having a strong mindset, and it takes faith. And that's why I'm super excited to cover this topic.
I absolutely love what you said, because all relationships take work. And once you are yoked to someone, whether you like it or not, it takes work. It is, you are permanently attached, even semi-permanently, but sometimes you're permanently attached to another person, whether it's a project that lasts for a year, whether you have a child together, whether you're married, whether you're in a financial tie, whether you create a soul tie, you are permanently attached. And so we want these attachments to be beneficial. We want these attachments to be fruitful. So we have to be very mindful of who we attach to and how we attach to them. I think of yoke as, I don't want to hitch my thoroughbred horse to a broken wagon. I don't want to have to do more work than I have to pull somebody else's weight. I don't want, and like I said, I always go to the negative first, which I'm working on. But I don't want to be in the strained relationship, any of my relationships to be strained. I want it to be good. There's always going to be conflict. I don't think we can run from conflict, but how do we resolve it? When people are equally yoked, they know how to address their issues and overcome them, because they have a greater goal, a greater vision, and they're both aligned on achieving those things. It takes work. And the relationships we're going to cover, they may be good, they may be bad, they may be messy, but we're going to take from these relationships, we're going to gain the insight from all these couples, and we're going to apply them to our lives. I know that I have my stories or testimonies, and Philia has lived 20 lifetimes, so she can tell you some things. And even our Treading Faith community, I know that you guys have a lot to say about relationship. It is not a topic that can ever end. I mean, just think about I don't know if you know about the series, the who did I marry series, who TF did I marry, which I did watch. And you think about like the deception of going into relationships, and people get so scared. And yes, we're going to examine couples, like people who are married, but think about like any relationship you get into. It's scary when you enter into a new job and you have to now have this relationship with your with your colleagues and the leaders there? And is this going to serve you? Is this going to bring you down when you hire a tax preparer? Or is the person going to look out for you, give you great advice when you're entering a romantic relationship? Is this going to be beneficial? Is this the person that you can see having children with, if that's your goal? All these things we're constantly thinking of before we enter in the relationships. And unfortunately, a lot of the life stories make us very hesitant and very weary. I know I have my guard up like 90% of the time because I just don't really believe anybody. You could give me as much lip service as you want, but if there's no action behind your lip service, it means nothing to me. I don't know if that's a really good rule of thumb. I think that's something we can discuss and discover during this season, but I'm very, very invested. I think this is a great time to cover this topic, and I think this is a great topic to cover.
I agree with you, Yemi. I think it's an amazing topic to cover because I think understanding that even in the Bible, with all of the greatness, there were still things that you can actually look at and say, hey, these couples experience the same things, the same shenanigans that we experience in our own relationships today. It also shows that everything takes work and God can work through anything and everything. So I love the fact that we are covering couples, because you would think that because they're couples in the Bible, they may be perfect, but it will show that there is no perfection. The only thing that it takes is knowing to put God in the center of everything. That's what I think that this is going to teach us. And knowing that as long as you put him first, he can work through miracles through anything. And that to me is the message that I would hope that we will get and learn from and use it in our own lives so that we can be able to see how God can work miraculously to make us evenly yoked with all of our partnerships.
Oh yeah. I appreciate that so much. I think this is a great topic, and I just want all of us to have healthy relationships. I want all of us to enter into partnerships, whether short-term or long-term, that are fruitful and rewarding, and to have discernment. We can pray to God for discernment so we can ask the Lord to protect us from people who want to keep us astray or do not have good intentions for us, or surround us with people who are the opposite, people who have good intentions with us, towards us, who want to grow with us, who we can be equally aligned with. I know we haven't really used the love word too much, except for talking about February, but this yoke series takes me back. When I thought about love, it took me to 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. This is such a famous verse that it's said at so many weddings. And I think it rings true for all types of relationships and all love. It says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends.
I think that is such an apt scripture to read, because it really encompasses what we are truly looking for, and that is the ultimate example of what love is. I really enjoyed just the introduction of this topic. I'm super excited to go through the several weeks that we're going to do to really break down and analyze these 10 to 12 couples in the Bible. And I just can't wait to see what we embark on in doing this series. So we thank you for tuning into our podcast today. We hope you enjoyed our discussion on our newest series, Yoked, Finding and Maintaining Relationships Guided by the Word. Stay tuned for announcements and our closing prayer.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast today. We hope you enjoyed our discussion on our newest series, Yoked, Finding and Maintaining Relationships Guided by the Word. Treading Faith is available on Apple, Spotify, and Google. Please check out our Instagram page for updates. And if you like us, simply spread the news and follow us. But don't forget to click that like button. Then you can easily comment and share with your family, your friends, and your neighbors alike. Let us join together in prayer because we believe in the power of prayer. God desires that we come to Him and be restored back into His grace and favor. Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Since our prayers are strengthened in numbers, we ask that you come into agreement with us for this closing prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. No relationship is beyond repair, and that with faith in you, Father God, all things are possible. Father, we are asking for your help and your guidance in all of our relationships. We pray for our own understanding, asking you, Lord, to help us to seek wisdom and patience in all of our spiritual journey. We ask you to give us the strength to stay away from self-seeking and sexual immorality, and to stay away from being unequally yoked. Father God, we pray that we find joy and peace in our relationships and in our lives. We pray that we will submit our lives to you and lead our families as you have intended. May your power move in our marriages, in our proposals, in our committed relationships, in our friendships, in our friends, relationships with our peers, with our relationships with our families, Father God, by protecting us from collapse, protecting us from threats of the enemy, Father God, and letting your will be done in Jesus' name. Father, help us to have healthy relationships. Help us to understand all the pain and complications in our relationships with others. Help us to have a peaceful mind, a peaceful life together. Help us to understand our own body and our own understanding. Help us to seek forgiveness and find our soulmate. Help us to have mutual respect and deeper intimacy. Help us to have true love and help us to have joy in our lives. Father God, please draw us near to you as we work to resolve our differences. Come guide our hearts as we seek to become closer and understand each other better. In Jesus' precious name, oh Lord, you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We thank you so much. We cannot wait to explore fully what this topic of being yoked is all about. We hope that you gain the insight that God has intended for us, and we cannot wait to hear your testimony. We thank you again. Always remember to be kind to one another, and we will see you soon. Bye now.